Oh, man, oh, man. I need my Ronco pocket defibrillator whenever I listen to that thing. DC 101 of The Who. Won't get fooled again. It's about 13 minutes before 8 with the Grease Man. It's another stinking Monday morning, stinking rain, stinking weather. Reminds me of some of the stinking times I spent south of the border.
Deep in the bowels of La Tierra Muerte.
I'll never forget the first time I went there. I was there on business. I'd hung up my clothing in the closet, and I figured I'd go downstairs and have me some enchiladas or some burritos, maybe some frijoles, or maybe even some mofongo. And I was walking down through the lobby, and I guess I look a little tourista-looking. And this guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, gringo, you want my sister? $15. And I looked at the guy. I said, "Your sister?" He said, "Okay, you don't want my sister? My brother, $20. I said, "Your brother?" He said, "All right, gringo, do not get upset. Maybe you don't like the young ones, huh? My mother, $50. I said, "Your mother!" He said, "Oh, gringo, do not have a heart attack. The veins in your neck, they are bulging out. Okay, my father, $75. I said, "Your mother!" And that was back in the days before the Ronco pocket defibrillator, you know? I said, "Okay, gringo, I can see you driving a hard bargain. Me, $150. I said, "You, excuse me while I heave my guts. How can you do that? Your whole family, even yourself." He said, "Gringo, we are very poor people. We are very destitute people. Who are you to judge?" I said, "Judge? I mean, my God, there's a limit to destitution. I think I'd starve to death before I'd say, 'Hey, Ma, put down the Mahjong game. $50 for this guy over here. Come on, what are you, nuts? What happened to you as a people, as a country, as a..." He said, "Gringo, do not insult." I said, all right, hey. "How much you say your sister was?" He said, $15. I said, "All right, I'm in room 57B. Hey, look, who am I to judge?" So I stripped naked. I stripped totally naked. And I'm standing there in the room, and the door opens up, and there's this guy with his sister, and she looks at me and screams. I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "Gringo, you pig, I offered you my family as tour guides." Oh, hey, you think it's funny. Hey, at the time, I was really embarrassed. I mean, my God, talk about a rather inadvertent exposure. Anyway, I'm sorry, crucify me. All right, I made an honest mistake. It's about 11 minutes before 8 at DC 101. That funeral, dude.